We welcome you back. It's halftime. Northwestern with a 7-3 lead over the Cornhuskers, and we're delighted to welcome Nebraska President J.B. Milliken into the broadcast booth. I'm not going to complain about this weather today on November the 5th. I'll take a day like it. It's pretty nice out here.
No complaints at all about the weather.
The game,
I'd like a little more offense, but other than that, I think we'll get there. I think there are signs that we may be wearing them down a little bit. I hope that's the case, but I'd like to see that in the second half. We need a little more offensive juice.
Well, JB, let's talk today about creating jobs. That's kind of the buzzword nationally right now in developing the workforce. The university may not be the first place it comes to folks' mind about job creation, but let's talk about the role that it does play in that.
Yeah, I think this is really important, and in the 21st century, it's especially important. You know, we are in a global economic struggle right now, and it is a knowledge-based innovation economy. And so while in the past you may have thought of community colleges or job training programs or going straight into the workforce as a way to get jobs, I think more and more in the 21st century, higher education becomes increasingly important because that's going to be our edge. As you know, we're not going to compete on the basis of low wages, on the basis of low resources, low price resources. We are going to have to compete on innovation and entrepreneurship. And, you know, there's a great new book that came out a couple weeks ago called The Coming Jobs War by a Nebraska alumnus, Jim Clifton, the CEO of Gallup. And it's a really interesting book. I'd recommend people take a look at it. But what Gallup has found is that the one thing that people want all over the world, whether you're in the U.S. or China or India or Brazil, is a good job. And there is going to be increasing competition for those good jobs. And the country that has good jobs, good employment, and is creating wealth are going to be the leaders in the 21st century.
So how do you think we win this jobs war?
Well, I'm going to fall back on my friend Jim's book, which I think is has some great advice. And he suggests that there are the economic results will happen in cities, and that's where strategies have to take place. It's not national. It's not even state, but it's more regional. That there need to be good regional leaders, and I think we have those in our communities in Nebraska. And the third thing that he mentions is world-class universities, that they are hotbeds for innovation and entrepreneurship, and I agree with him. I think as I go around the world and talk to people, the thing that they envy about the United States more than anything is our university system nationwide and the innovation and the new knowledge and the creativity that comes out of American universities.
We've talked with you in the past about your entrepreneurship program. How do you make that a priority throughout the university, encourage and foster some young entrepreneurs?
Well, you know, this is really important. And, you know, Jim suggests in his book that this is one of the keys to economic success and leadership in the 21st century. The Kauffman Foundation in Kansas City, the kind of leading think tank on entrepreneurship, and its president, Carl Schramm, has a couple books out that suggest that the way the U.S. is going to win is entrepreneurship. It's not even innovation, where other countries in China and India, we see great talent and are reverse engineering some of our best products and competing with us on price. But it's entrepreneurship, and some people say that's in our DNA. I hope it is, because I think that's the way we're going to have an advantage. But we need to, at the University of Nebraska and at our other institutions, be finding ways to nurture that, to strengthen that entrepreneurial urge, to encourage our students, whether they're in business or agriculture or engineering, but even the arts and humanities. They need to understand how they can use that and be creative and find their niche in the economy and be successful. That's got to happen more and more at the university, and I'm happy to say we've got a lot of programs at Nebraska.
Tell us what you think is the key to being a successful entrepreneur.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Jim talks in the book about the creation of new customers in addition to just creating new products. And you know, we've talked a lot about everybody has about Steve Jobs in the last week or two since his death. But there was a guy, arguably the greatest entrepreneur of his generation, who created a whole class of customers by introducing products people didn't even know they needed. Closer to home, our own Paul Engler, who started an ag entrepreneurship program in Nebraska, said, you know, give them kids with a fire in their belly who have an interest in this, and he can give them the skills with the right kind of program. But you really have to have the fire in the belly, the urge. You know, a couple of years ago, Gallup did a research project in a book about Nebraska together with a couple of our economics professors. And the good news is they found that 70% of the young people they interviewed had an urge to start their own business. And so that's a real plus for us, and we need to encourage that.
Well, we need to be wrapped up here. Can you think, in your mind, can we win this jobs war here in this country?
I absolutely think we can. We got to be serious about investment in education. We got to be serious about creating these pockets, these regions of innovation and entrepreneurship, and that's a goal at the University of Nebraska, and I'm excited about our place in that.
Good. Really fun stuff to hear from you there today. Let's just turn this one around, and we'll see you next week in Happy Valley.
We'll be there. Good to see you.
Awesome. J.B. Milliken, Nebraska president.